You ever have one of those days where you just feel like you're reacting to everything?
Oh, yeah. Like constantly putting out fires.
Exactly. And by the end of it, you're just wiped and wonder where the heck the time went.
Totally. Or, even just a conversation that goes completely sideways.
Right. And you're left feeling, I don't know, frustrated, misunderstood.
Like you're on a roller coaster you definitely didn't buy a ticket for.
That's a good way to put it. But what if maybe we could grab the steering wheel a bit more often?
Interesting.
What if we could be more like intentional about how we experience things, how we interact?
Shifting gears, basically, from just reacting to actually kind of shaping what happens.
Yeah, that's a powerful idea, isn't it?
It really is.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got some really interesting material here looking at a framework called the EARS mindset. It's from And There Was LLC.
Years. Okay. Sounds catchy. What's behind it?
Well, EARS stands for empathy, accountability, responsibility, and support. And we're going to break down what each of those means. But what's really cool is we also have stories, testimonials from people who've actually worked with this approach.
Ah, so not just the theory, but how it actually plays out in the real world.
Exactly. Real examples.
Okay, good. So the aim today is to really get a handle on this EARS thing. How it can help us maybe navigate things better. Work challenges, personal stuff.
Precisely. It's about understanding expectations, getting through those tricky spots, and just, feeling a bit more in charge.
All right. Ears, empathy, accountability, responsibility, support. Let's start at the beginning. Empathy. Now, this isn't just feeling sorry for someone, right? The material talks about intentional empathy.
Right, yeah. It's definitely more active than just a passive feeling. Intentional empathy means really making an effort, putting yourself in their shoes, trying to grasp their context.
Like trying to see where they're coming from.
Exactly. You know those old sayings like walk a mile in my shoes, or you can't really know where you're going until you know where you've been.
Yeah, those fit.
They're sort of rooted in this idea, right? Needing that deeper understanding of someone's journey, their background.
It makes sense. It's about giving people that space, that grace and patience by genuinely trying to see their viewpoint. So what's the big benefit of doing that?
Well, the sources suggest it really cuts down on misunderstandings, like big time.
Okay.
When you actually get where someone's starting from, you have a much clearer picture. And according to EARS, that's like fundamental for setting clear expectations.
Right, because how can you agree on where you're going if you don't know the starting points?
You nailed it. Think about a project team, maybe. People with different levels of experience.
Sure.
If you take that time to intentionally understand who knows what, who's maybe newer to this, well, you can head off a lot of confusion about what's realistic, how long things might take.
Avoid setting people up to fail, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Or just prevents those frustrating moments where expectations just don't line up.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So intentional empathy clarifies perspectives, helps set expectations. What's next in the ears? Accountability.
Right. Accountability. So once you've got that clearer understanding, the focus shifts. It's about nailing down who is responsible for what.
And the material we looked at is pretty specific here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It stresses defining the specifics, the what, when, where, why, and how of accountability. It's not enough to just say, okay, someone needs to handle this.
Ah, I see. So it's about getting really granular, no ambiguity.
Exactly. That level of detail, that specificity, is what stops tasks from just, falling through the cracks.
Because everyone assumes someone else has got it covered.
Precisely. It brings real clarity and clear ownership.
Okay, so that thoroughness in defining accountability is crucial. Now, the source also mentions leading by example with accountability. What does that look like in practice?
Oh, that's a really important piece. Accountability isn't just something you dish out, right? It really starts with you, personal ownership.
Yeah.
If you want your team or anyone really to step up, you have to show it yourself. People notice.
I really do.
They see if you consistently own your part, if you follow through, even admit when you drop the ball.
Right. It creates a standard and builds trust too, because then it's not just rules for others, it's how we operate. Like a leader who always hits their deadlines or who takes responsibility when their part of a project hits a snag.
Exactly. That kind of consistency,
Yeah.
it fosters a culture where everyone gets their role and why it matters. It's almost like infectious in a good way.
Totally. Okay, so we have empathy for understanding, accountability for defining roles. Now, responsibility. How does responsibility differ from accountability in EARS? They sound kind of similar.
They do. But there's a key difference in this framework. Responsibility here is really about the follow-through.
Ah.
It's what happens after the expectations are clear and the accountabilities are set.
Right.
It's about owning the actual doing, the execution, and seeing it to the end.
The source uses this phrase I liked, doubling back and covering tracks.
Yeah, that paints a good picture, doesn't it?
It really does. It suggests like a real thoroughness, checking your work, making sure nothing was missed.
Exactly. It's an ownership that goes beyond just like ticking a box for your assigned task.
So it's not just doing your part, but making sure your part connects properly, maybe, ensuring the whole thing works.
Yes. Seeing the entire process through, maybe anticipating problems, ensuring everything is handled completely. It's more proactive.
Okay, I think I get it. So using maybe a customer service example, being accountable might be logging the complaint, right? Saying, yep, got it.
Yeah.
But being responsible is making sure that customer's issue is actually resolved, following up, ensuring they're satisfied.
That's a perfect distinction.
Yeah.
It's the difference between, okay, noted, and okay, I'm going to personally make sure this gets sorted out for you.
Got it. All right, that brings us to the last letter, S for support. Where does support fit in?
Support, in this year's context, is about actively looking for ways to help others succeed, especially maybe after you've identified some challenges or gaps.
The source mentions addressing pitfalls, gotchas, and gaps. I liked gotchas.
Right. It's about being proactive in offering help, resources, whatever people need to actually meet those expectations and fulfill their responsibilities.
Okay. And it feels like, well, it feels like we're circling back to empathy a bit here.
You think so? How?
Well, to really support someone well, you kind of need to understand what they need, what challenges they're facing, right? You need that empathy.
Absolutely. The framework actually highlights that. It says, providing support is an act of empathy. You need that perspective to know what obstacles they might be up against.
So it's about anticipating needs, maybe offering help even before they ask.
Could be. And there's this interesting idea in the source, too, that we get what we give with support.
Ah, the reciprocity thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you build a culture where people genuinely feel supported, it creates this positive loop where everyone benefits. People help each other out.
That makes sense. A supportive environment probably encourages collaboration, learning, better results all around.
Definitely. Now, there's a great quote included from John C. Maxwell. It says, an unintentional life accepts everything and does nothing. An intentional life embraces only the things that will add to the mission of significance. How does EARS help someone live more intentionally?
Well, it seems like EARS gives you a practical toolkit for being intentional, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just reacting, like we talked about at the start, you can consciously use empathy to understand, accountability to define roles, responsibility to follow through, and support to help things succeed.
So by actively using these principles, you're essentially choosing how you engage. Shaping experiences rather than just letting them happen to you.
Yeah, exactly. Making deliberate choices that hopefully align with what you actually want to achieve, your values.
Okay. And there's another powerful quote from Maya Angelou. If you don't know where you've come from, you don't know where you're going. We touched on context with empathy for others, but how does knowing our own journey fit into EARS?
That's a good question.
It seems foundational. Empathy is about understanding others' paths, yes, but self-awareness, knowing your own history, your values, maybe your biases, that deeply informs how you actually apply all of EARS.
Oh, interesting. How so? Walk me through that.
Well, think about it. Your own understanding of what you're good at or where you struggle, that affects the expectations you agree to, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's accountability.
Sure.
How you take ownership, how thoroughly you follow through, that's responsibility. Influenced by your own standards or past experiences.
Okay.
And even how you offer or ask for help, support that's shaped by your own comfort levels, your own past experiences of being supported or not. Knowing your own context helps you use the whole framework more effectively.
Ah, okay. So it's like having your own internal compass calibrated. That self-awareness helps you use EARS more skillfully in your interactions.
Exactly. It gives you the grounding to engage with people and situations more meaningfully. Now, let's talk about these testimonials. They seem to center around someone named Cleo D. Henderson and their company, and there was, LLC.
Right, and they really bring these EARS principles to life.
Okay, so first up, Ashley C., a user experience expert, she actually landed a UX analyst job thanks to Cleo's help. That sounds like support in action, big time.
Definitely impactful support. And then there's Mario M., founder, digital product designer. He mentions Cleo teaching him the pen tool. That's specific, suggests maybe long-term support, mentorship even.
Yeah, that's not a quick fix. That's investing time in someone's skill development, real support.
Then we have Casey B, works in people and culture. She talks about a lunch and learn. Get this. Featuring a squatty potty unicorn explaining UX.
Wait, a squatty potty unicorn?
Apparently, she said it was entertaining and informative.
Okay, that's memorable.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes about empathy, right?
Yeah.
Understanding your audience and finding a really creative, unexpected way to connect and make complex stuff accessible.
Totally. And Illyrio G, another UX and product designer, he credits Cleo's deep understanding of both product management and design for boosting his career. He mentions mentorship, delivering under pressure.
That sounds like a combination. Responsibility in sharing that deep knowledge, support through mentorship, and maybe accountability in delivering results even when things are tough.
Yeah, it covers a lot. Then Coy Jeff C., a founder and writer, he said Cleo was the first person to really get his creative vision, and he highlighted a warm approach.
Wow, that's powerful. That feeling of being truly understood. That's empathy right at its core.
Yeah.
Especially crucial in creative work.
Absolutely. Then there's Christine A., product management leader. She lists a whole bunch of things. Design skills, motivating teams, mentorship again, work ethic, positive attitude, servant leadership.
Okay, that's quite the list. Paints a picture of someone who's both personally accountable for their work and deeply committed to supporting their team.
Yeah.
That's accountability and support working together.
Exactly. And JJ, digital marketing guru, top-notch work, easy to understand process, and really listen to the client's vision.
Sounds like accountability in the quality and empathy in the listening and understanding.
Yeah.
Crucial for good client work.
For sure. We also have Summer L, finance specialist, co-founder. Her feedback is simple but strong. Consistently amazing service, never disappoints.
That speaks to reliability, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which ties directly into responsibility, that consistent follow-through, meeting expectations every time.
Good point. Charles M., another founder. He liked the detailed explanations, the flexibility, and how Cleo went above and beyond.
Going the extra mile. That sounds like responsibility in being thorough and support in exceeding expectations. Leaves a great impression.
It really does. And finally, Taja L., VP of Marketing. Unmatched creative direction, easy to work with, delivers on time and above expectations.
Okay, so strong accountability on delivery, responsibility in the quality, and probably empathy again to nail that creative direction the client needed.
It seems like a pattern, right? All these different people, different fields.
But seeing similar principles reflected in their experiences. So when you tie these stories back to ears,
you can really see it, can't you? The understanding people felt, that's empathy. The reliable, high-quality results, accountability, the thoroughness, the going above and beyond responsibility, and the direct help, the mentorship, the enabling success, that support.
Exactly. These testimonials, they aren't just about someone being generally good. They illustrate specific behaviors that line up perfectly with empathy, accountability, responsibility, and support. KCB's unicorn. Empathy in action, Ashley C's job, clear support, Summer L's consistency. That's reliable responsibility.
Right. It shows ears isn't just like some abstract idea. It's a practical approach that leads to real positive results and strong relationships.
It really makes the whole framework feel concrete and honestly pretty powerful. Seems like a valuable mindset for almost any situation.
I think so too. Consciously focusing on understanding, owning your part, following through, and helping others. It really does shift you from just reacting to, well, intentionally shaping things.
So maybe let's turn this to you listening right now. Think about something recent, maybe a tricky situation at work or a misunderstanding you had.
Yeah.
How might applying these ears principles, really trying, empathy, clarifying accountability, owning the responsibility, offering support, how might that have changed things or even just changed how you understood it?
That's a really useful question to sit with. And maybe as you go through your week, try focusing on just one piece of ears.
Yeah, like what?
Maybe it's deliberately pausing to consider someone else's perspective before you respond. Real intentional empathy. Or maybe it's taking extra care with that follow through on something. Really doubling back, like the source said.
It's about making that small conscious shift, isn't it? Moving from just letting things happen to acting with intention. Using ears as a guide to take a more active role in creating better outcomes.